Today on the Little Dum Dum Club, a brand new episode recorded live in Melbourne with guests Danielle Walker, Dave Hughes and Aaron Chen. We have some live engagements coming up. Brisbane, May the 18th. Get onto it.
3 p.m. at the Brightside Brisbane. It's fast approaching. So it's only one show. It's a small little venue. So get onto it.
Yeah, we'll talk to you more at the end of the episode in Talking Dum Dum. But until then, enjoy this brand new episode. Live in Melbourne, Danielle Walker, Aaron Chen, Dave Hughes and, of course, Abhishek Mishra. Enjoy! Hey, mates! Welcome once again into the Little Dum Dum Club for another week. Thank you very much for joining us. My name is Tommy Daslow, and with me, as always, the other half of the program, Carl Chandler.
G'day, dickheads! Yes, Melbourne!
Oh,
I'm excited!
Pumped up. Our final night of this run of the month at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. I talked last week. I had it was a friend's birthday. A group of my mates came in.
Oh, yeah.
None of them listened to the show.
Yep.
They all had a really good time, though. Yep. This weekend, they're all off doing something else, except for one friend of mine who's here by himself.
Yes.
Who was messaging me, was like, yeah, I might come back down. I'm going to come to the show tonight. Yeah. No offense to you, I mean, you're very funny and the show that you've put together with your friend is really great, but honestly, I just want to see the sperm bank bit again. We've radicalized him. It only took one episode.
Honestly, I feel like this show's got more popular in the last couple of weeks. Like,
yeah.
Why didn't we think of this earlier? I mean, me and you already produced a lot of open mic comedy, but we needed someone else to bring open mic comedy into this show.
We never thought to outsource it. Yeah. God, I'm excited. Do we have any first timers in here tonight? We've been, yeah? Do you listen to the show?
Never.
Never, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, again, they're always so happy with themselves when they say...
But you've been dragged here by someone or you has anyone walked... Sorry?
Yeah, I've had an organiser.
You had an organiser. Does that mean carer? Pretty rich coming from us, I know, but still.
So is this like what, like a partner or friend of yours that listens who's dragged you along? A big group.
Oh, a group. Right. How many in the group?
Five.
And how many of the five of you actually listen to the show? Just the one.
Just one. That's cruel.
The four of you, great friends. The one of you, shit friend.
Man, I want. Who's the one that listens? Who's the one that listens? You've got to got some fucking charisma on you to drag four people, to say to four people, come and watch this podcast you could get for free in 4 days' time.
Yeah.
And you don't even, and you've never heard it before. Fucking hell.
And it's all in jokes that you will not understand.
Yeah.
Is this tethered to something else that you're doing afterwards? So it was like they had to come because of that? Right. What are you doing after this?
We're going to have dinner and then we're coming back here later.
Okay.
For shows that they have a chance of understanding. Yeah.
A whole dinner to just apologise for what you dragged them to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And be like, I promise Ray O'Leary will be better.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, guys.
Yeah, you'll get it. He's like fat. It's funny. Yeah.
What? That's part of the course up here, guys.
By the way, that's not on me. That's the laugh of recognition. So that's you're bad people. So
he's doing better than us. It's punching up. It's technically
exactly.
Punching up. Yeah.
I wish I was from New Zealand.
We're speaking truth to power right now, guys. Yeah. Believe it or not.
If they told me, put on 50 kilos and you'll be on Have You Been Paying Attention, fuck me. I'm going to the buffet right now.
If it was like the boxing, there's like weight classes of comedy. Yeah. If you weigh this much, you get to do these kinds of gigs.
Yeah.
All right. Well, off to Hungry Jack's I go.
My comedy has been described as lightweight before, so yeah, for sure.
I've got a bit of a fucked up nose at the moment, and I was here earlier, I was talking, I met someone.
It looks like you've been on the piss for about 60 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of have, but that's a side thing. Yeah. I met someone through some other people, and I was chatting to them, and they were like, it's just, it's really, God, I feel so much for you, it's really tough, isn't it? I kind of didn't know what they were talking about. I was like, I just thought they meant like the overall comedy festival.
Yeah,
like,
just your life in general.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, it's not that, you know, it's fine. It's not that, just doing the pods on the weekends, you know, not doing a solo show, it's way less stress. You know, like just this conversation goes on and on and on. And then he mentions something, he's like, yeah, just it's just awful that people do that kind of stuff, isn't it? And I'm like, oh, no, the nose is from, like, I had some laser surgery done during the week.
Yep.
And this guy goes, oh, I'm sorry, I just assumed someone had bashed you.
Yeah.
Met me for 5 minutes and been like, I mean, I'm getting the impulse to clock this cunt, yeah, so yeah. It's not hard to assume someone in the street would have done the same thing.
So you got laser surgery.
Yeah.
So is that the finished product? Is that what it's... Is that yeah. what it's meant to look like?
I want it to look like this.
Right. Yeah,
it's protection, so no one will bash me now because they think someone else already got to
me. Yeah, double indemnity. You can't,
yeah, exactly.
You can't bash someone that's already been bashed.
Yeah, I'm just going to get around in a neck brace and a sling, and then I can say what I want to people, and they're like, well, he's crippled. We can't. we can't kick his ass.
Well, speaking of crippled, the worst of Melbourne comedy came to a end this week, and the way it should have... Hey, guys, don't worry, there's plenty of bad comedy to come, all right?
What a moment for those four people over there. Yeah. The worst of Melbourne comedy came to an end. Boo! What is happening in here?
The perfect ending. It did get cancelled on the day. A lot of people were disappointed, but I believe you me, not as disappointed as if it hadn't been cancelled and you had watched it, because...
I came round to your house that morning to record something and there was an uncharacteristic spring in your step when I walked in the front. You were joyous and you turned to me and you went, big news, I just cancelled the worst of Melbourne comedy. The weight that had been lifted from your shoulders.
I know, trying to convince someone near the end of the festival that like has been beaten by doing a show every night and then go, can you think of a completely new character for the next couple of hours and come and do it for 5 minutes?
You picking up your kid from school and then just walking around the block coming up with your new character, Gary Dicksucker, for that night.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, what a relief.
Yeah. So that's the end of that. So thank you to everyone that did come and sorry for the people that for some reason still thought it was on and turned up.
One guy, you posted about it in the Facebook group in the afternoon and then one guy was like, oh, what the hell? I'm on the train on the way from Bendigo to see it. Is that person here?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Wanted to come to that, but not
to this.
I'll get
the train from Bendigo on a Wednesday at 9:30 to see the worst of Melbourne comedy.
Yeah.
But not the pod.
Very quickly, before we do the guests, I should bring this up. It's been sent to me a bunch of times. But has anyone seen this, that on Neighbours there's now... Like, we must have a secret listener on Neighbours. There's a new storyline... where an older gentleman called Carl is getting around exercising around Ramsey Street and shitting in bushes. Now that's too close to the bone, right?
They cancelled it and then brought it back for this?
Yeah.
To just rip off the little dum-dum club?
That's what you get when you get some Amazon dollars behind you. Yeah. So, man, we've got an inside listener. I'm putting out, if this is being listened to by that writer from Neighbours, if you are really a listener in this show, I want in the next couple of weeks, I want to see Toadfish get cancer.
Mm.
Because Tommy from before.
No, I want to see Toadfish go to the sperm bank for 4 episodes in a row.
Yeah. Yes.
Sperm week on Neighbours.
There we
Tune
go.
In.
There yeah. we go. There yeah, we yeah. go. Yeah.
Well, I think we've talked about this before. Obviously, the dream gig for us is live pod at Lassiter's in one episode.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good. Yeah. I'd love that. Or just get, as an extra, like picking up Dr. Carl's shit. Put in a doggy bag. That would be good.
Yeah, I'm the homeless man guarding the bush.
Lovely. All right.
So it was actually Dr. Carl on the show that did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, if a doctor's doing it.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, if a doctor's signing off on doing it.
Oh, right.
That makes it okay, right?
What? But Dr. Kevorkian was killing people. Like, that's...
Yeah. I agree with everything he did. I think he's a great man.
Yeah, right.
I think he's a hero.
All right. Well, yeah, okay. Well, if you're signing off on me doing it, that's fine. There's plenty more where that came from. So...
All right, should we get our guests out here?
Sure thing.
Great lineup this afternoon. Please welcome back into the Little Dum Dum Club, Dave Hughes, Daniel Walker, and Aaron Chen.
Yes. That's for you. That one's for you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. Congratulations. Hey,
thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thanks. Some fucking heavyweights up here tonight. Shenny Baby, the fresh off the award for... They give you an award for selling the most tickets and making the most money in the comedy festival. And you... Money wasn't enough for you. You had to grab a fucking trophy on top of that.
Got a trophy. You get to do a speech, bit of stage time. It's nice. It's nice.
What do you make a speech for making the most money?
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said because I was in the room in where you give the speech. I said it's
wow, really painting a picture.
I can see how you've made all this money.
It's a room quite similar to this.
I
say to them, I say it's surreal being here performing to so few people. I'm like, this is intimate. What is this? 1,000 seats?
Fuck.
They should have an award at the end of the awards for best acceptance speech. That'd be good.
Yeah, it's taking the piss. But, you know.
I got to say,
man. Can you do a different venue next time? Because I live in St Kilda and I drive past the Palais and I see that fucking sign out there.
I want to. It's so far away. It's creepy. You know, you don't feel like part of the festival.
It's around the corner from my fucking house.
That's, mate, you're doing all right. You're in this sex dungeon every night. It's fine.
I used to be where you were. Yeah.
He used to be you.
I used to be him, and I didn't enjoy it enough. Yeah. They never had awards back then.
Shenny's getting angry.
No, good luck to you. So you've got to go back. You go back to America, yeah? Is that right?
Yeah, I am. What advice would you give to me?
Don't give him any advice. You're here now.
Don't do what I did. No, America. So you take Australian dollars back there, though.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, bad exchange rate.
Oh. Will you leave the money here, or you take it back there?
I have to use it over there because I don't have really income there. I'm doing like club gigs and they pay like $15. They're like, yeah.
But you still take the money though, yeah?
Oh yeah.
Man, what a rollercoaster. So you know, we've known you for a while, and for a young Asian comedian to all of a sudden get...
Now I'm white.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Dream big.
You got there. You earned
Anything's
it.
Anything's possible.
You earned it. Young Asian comedian, all of a sudden we knew you and you were, you know, doing small gigs, and then you come on here, we give you gigs, and then you blow up, you get on TV, now you're going to America.
It was the gigs that I did here. No.
I mean, with that career trajectory, it sort of seems familiar to me.
Oh, yeah.
Feels like you're about 2 weeks off blocking me on Twitter.
Do you hang out with Ronnie Cheng in New York?
Oh, is that who I was talking about?
Do you hang out with him over there?
I've seen him, yeah.
Does he gives you the time of day? Yeah.
You've been touring with him, haven't you?
Took me
on really?
For a couple of days.
Fuck, where?
Yeah.
Yeah, went to Washington, D.C., January 6th, stormed the Capitol.
So glad I don't have to storm the Capitol in Australia.
I wasn't going to come and do this pod today, but what they're doing to the president over there, the real president, very, very disgusting people, putting him on trial, very, very evil.
Sad.
Very sad.
How long does Ronnie give you before he goes on? How long do you get?
You get 15 minutes.
Does
That's
he like
a long time, right?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
What does he say, like, wind it back a bit? You're a bit too funny tonight? Or how does he go? Do you feel that pressure when you get...
I'm stinking it up.
Are you...
He puts me on an hour before doors open.
Are they wandering in when you're on?
I think that's the tradition.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He's trying to break you.
They want you to kind of, like, keep them going as they're walking in.
How much does he pay you?
Oh, great question. Is that the $15 gigs that you're doing? Is that the...
he never said anything about payment.
How is Ronnie? Does he ever mention me? Does he ever...
I don't know. He talks about you all the time.
But Ronnie can't hold a grudge, can he? He's like...
Oh, I've been part of one. It's been, what, four... 4 years, maybe? I haven't talked to him for like 4 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He got very angry. Yeah. He's very angry at me and Dave O'Neill and Luke Heggie.
Why is that?
Heggie, I think there's no specific reason, just doesn't like the look of him. He wants to fight him. O'Neill, he got very angry at because he made a comment about Netflix. And
that was Comedy Central.
Comedy Central.
Yeah, because I remember... No, I think Ronnie had a go at Australian, or maybe the ABC, about lack of diversity, and then Dave O'Neill screenshot all the bosses of Comedy Central, and they're all white.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what the great thing was? He photoshopped it.
Oh, did he?
It wasn't real.
Is that true?
Yeah.
No. Anyway.
Wait,
Ronnie has not forgotten that. Yeah.
Hang on, Dave knows how to use Photoshop?
I know. I think his kid did it. I think his kid did it. Yeah. Anyway, I think he just accidentally cropped out some people.
But the funny thing is, Ronnie's on these massive Hollywood films, like huge, you know, doing world tours. And Dave will do a gig at like fucking, you know, Fairfield or somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ronnie will get on his you'll have a crack at him.
Yeah. I know, but what's worse? Because you know, every time Luke Heggie posts something, he goes, I will fight Luke Heggie. I bet you $50,000 I will beat Luke Heggie. And then he gets on Dave O'Neill's and everything Dave goes, he goes, oh, wow, amazing, so great. Oh, wow. You're so successful. And then I put something up and there's nothing. He doesn't even bother with me. And that's, like, more offensive. Like, pick a fight with me. Can you get him to pick a fight with me? Can you put in a word for me?
I'll try. I'm finding this a hard balance because, like, I love Ronnie. He takes me on the road. But then... being at the basement.
Fuck.
That's it. That's it, baby. Yeah. The two, you know, just in between the two titans.
Yeah. But I'll put in a word for you. I will plead with him
to
unblock you. And
yeah, take me back. Whatever I can do. Find out what.
Please just unblock me and start abusing me on all my posts.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah.
I want that level of hate.
Yeah.
So, Husey, you're on in this venue every night in the comedy. Do you find it
sold out tonight, guys? So you can't get in. But tomorrow night, still tickets available.
Do you find it
nearly sold out tomorrow night?
Do you find it hot up here?
Last night I did for the first time. I'm not really
fucking
sweat on.
Hot.
Yeah. I haven't been.
It is a bit hot.
I think they might have something. Might have.
It is a bit hot.
For
the listener at home, Tommy is donning a Dave Hughes t-shirt.
The Dave Hughes t-shirt that your street team wear?
Yeah, when I think there's one. I think we
there's
printed,
one.
We printed one. Honestly, he had to ring my management to get that shirt. Because there's only one.
I found out about the existence of this shirt through Dave Thornton. I texted him and said, hey, can you pass me on to the person who has the shirt? And he goes, oh, I'll work on it for you, don't worry. And then, like, an hour later, I get an email from someone at your management being like, hi, Tommy, Husey is okay with you wearing the shirt tomorrow. I loved the idea of you just getting a text in the middle of the day. Hey, can Tommy Daslow borrow the T-shirt of you?
Well, the first message I got, true story, was that Dave Thornton wanted to wear the T-shirt. And I said, sure. I mean, and then they said, oh, no. They got back to me and said, no, it's Tommy Daslow. Is that still okay? I'm like, why the fuck wouldn't it be?
I tell you what, this T-shirt, they really, this is like, I got handed, you know, precious goods when I went in to get it. They're like, now you make sure you give this back to us right after the show. Yeah. Just remember there's only one of these. Yeah. So, I don't know, you're sitting on hot property here, Dave.
You definitely need that straight back, you know, back straight away because, I mean, they've got to go out and publicise Dave Hughes' one show left.
Yeah, well, exactly. So, I mean, yeah, I wonder why they didn't print more than one. But yeah, it looks good on you, and I appreciate it.
It's good. I like it. It's a little cartoon of you. Yeah. It's right there on the belly. Mm.
Thank you. But a guy got that actual cartoon tattooed to his arm recently. What? Yes. Yes. True story. Hey, it was at this venue, and after he said, "Can I get a tattoo of you on my arm?" I said, "Do whatever you like, mate." And he got that tattoo. So yeah, he comes to all my shows, but he doesn't really laugh. And he sits in the front row.
Yeah, we just stares
at me. But he's definitely my number one fan.
Me and Tommy have got a lot of fans like that.
Do you mean once a year or like every single night?
No, not every night. Although he's come twice to the basement. I got him on stage to show everyone the tattoo. No, yeah, at least once. I remember he was at the, I did a Prime Video, like big Netflix, or you know, big sort of thing at the Athenaeum a couple of years ago, and he was in the front row. Just staring at me. And I walked on stage and saw him just there and go, fuck, here he is. Yeah. And my immediate thought is, we can't use any shots from the front row.
He went to that big filming in a big, big theatre, and it wasn't until he was here in the smaller basement that he went, now I'm getting the tattoo. Mm. Yeah, this is the time to get inked.
Look, it's just great to have fans, and I think now you're my second biggest fan.
I am going to make an offer for this T-shirt. Yeah. I want it.
Yeah.
Well, you can make it to me right now.
$100.
Fuck, that's sold.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And the rich get richer. I now get to claim one brick on Husey's next investment property.
That is, you know what, Mitch, Jenny won the award and it got me thinking, because you, have you ever won a comedy award?
No. No, and there was years I would have won the award that you won, I got nominated for Best Show back in 1999, so I didn't win then, and it was the last time I've been nominated, so...
It's crazy because, like, completely sincerely, I think you are Australia's greatest ever stand-up comedian.
No, he says that, and I don't dispute it.
But well, according to the back of a certain T-shirt, you're a comedy icon.
Yeah.
Now, I was named a comedy... I was named an icon by Rolling Stone magazine. Yeah. There was 50 living icons. It's only recently, actually. And I saw the front of the magazine at the airport and saw Russell Crowe's photo on the front and thought, I just immediately got angry. Fuck, I won't be in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then someone sent me a message saying that I was in there. I think it was my greatest... But again, what I say is I'd like to thank all the icons who've died recently to get me in that list. So...
But it's crazy you've never won an award. Like, and you don't have a trophy for comedy, which I think is doubly upsetting because you've got so many fucking houses you could house them in.
You're right, I do. No, I won an ARIA, actually I did years ago. I won an ARIA for Best Comedy Release back in 2004.
Oh, right, I was going to say, I don't remember that fucking hit single.
Mate, it's back when you'd put out a CD.
The Snakes Alive 7-inch.
I should re-release that.
Record store day today. You could have dropped it.
Have you ever done a greatest hits show for the Comedy Festival?
I actually did one a number of years ago now at the Palais, actually. A couple of
nights. Yeah. Dave Hughes, Snakes Alive.
Fucking love the Palais. I didn't do as many nights as fucking you did, though. I did. That was in 2011 or something. Quite a while ago. I've been around a long time. But I still look so young.
Danielle, hey, you're preparing for the Koh Samui International Podcast Festival. You'll be coming soon.
Yep.
Yes. And you are... I don't know how much of a holiday it's going to be because we're putting you up with two of your sisters in the same hotel room.
Yes, at your request.
At your request. And you are the most normal one out of you and your sisters, aren't you?
Well, yes, in different ways.
Right.
Casey's like the most bogan person I've ever met.
Right.
She's the one who caught the baby pig with her hands.
Right.
And then Tara's like... So Tara, she read the book Everest, and then she decided that she wanted to climb Mount Everest. And so she booked in to climb Mount Kilimanjaro.
She got the wrong mountain.
She got the wrong... Well, she thought... She decided what she wanted to do was do the Seven Summits.
Yeah, wow.
And that's one of the Seven Summits. And then... I caught up with her for dinner just before she was going to go, and I asked her, I was like, have you been doing any training or anything? And she said, yeah, I've been putting on a backpack and climbing up and down the stairs inside her own house.
And how many kilometres high is her house?
It was just one set of stairs. She was just climbing up and down it. And then, day two of the trek, she had to get carried down the mountain. And my cousin Brittany did that trek on year 12 high school camp, and she did it, no training.
How many days was it meant to be?
Supposed to be like 8.
Yeah, right, day 2.
Yeah, day 2.
Yeah,
she said it's because the altitude medication made her sick.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, maybe.
Yeah. I disagree.
Kosamui is quite flat, so she'll be okay there. There's not really any hills. Yeah.
Is she your older sister? Or?
No, they're 8 years younger. They're twins.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
So actually, you know what? Your room is upstairs, so she could get some training in for the next.
Oh, great.
The Everest. Yeah. That'll be good.
Are they rapt with your career? Are they, like, they so proud of their sister?
Yeah. But they don't really, like, get it.
How old are they?
They're 24 soon.
They should get it.
They're 24 soon.
Like, when
you mean
on
20,
the trip.
23.
Oh, their birthdays while we're away?
Yeah, that's why I invited them.
Oh, right. So do they know much about what they've signed up to come along to?
No, they have no idea.
They think it's just you guys going on a holiday.
Yeah, and I got a message from my mum that said, well, would it be nice for me to be invited, wouldn't it?
You can still invite her. I mean,
you've only got one room.
Still.
No.
Get them all in the room. Get Granddad in there.
No way. Granddad's never been on a plane.
Great.
Oh, no, he's been on a plane. I don't think he has been on a plane. But he's never been overseas before either.
Right.
He'd have to get a passport. It'd be a nightmare.
Yeah.
He couldn't deal. You'd have to yell really loudly all the time because he's got tinnitus from all the shooting.
But once you tell him about Pig Island, surely he'd be into that.
Oh, yeah, don't bring Granddad to Pig Island.
No.
Because of all the shooting.
Yeah. It'd just be Island.
Hey mates, dropping in mid-episode to let you know, of course, if you're loving listening to this live recording of the Little Dum Dum Club, you can be a part of one of these if you're in Brisbane.
That's right, 18th of May, it's fast approaching. Brisbane and surrounding areas, get into it. They're always fun in Brisbane. You guys are always a great crowd. It's always a good hang, so don't miss this one. The Bright Side, May 18th, selling quick. Filling up, smaller venue, the return to the Bright Side, great venue.
Mm-hmm. Fond memories of the last time we were there.
Well, not so much, but yeah. It's a good place. Good hang. And also, Tommy.
Yep.
If you're in Melbourne and anyone else you know, Tommy, that you want to invite, we're going to have a little official going away party for the Creatures of Habit Band and Barroom Kosamui International Podcast Festival. And we're going to do that by having a little going away party / live recording of Talking Dum Dum.
Yes.
On June 1, the Saturday afternoon before we go to Kosamui, we're going to go and do that.
You can come along and watch your least favourite part of the show recorded live and be like, you know what? I'm happy these pricks are leaving the country.
Yes. It's going to be fun. It's going to be very cheap.
Yep.
It's going to be $10 and that's just to cover the tech, that sort of thing. But we want to do that for our esteemed sponsors.
Yes.
The Creases of Habit, Band and Barroom, so that we can give something back and make sure they're getting their money's worth from the sponsorship. Come down and have a beer. We'll have a couple.
This will be good because the venue is so close to my house. Normally when we do these live shows, I'm so stressed about like forgetting stuff that I'm going to need.
Yeah.
But I can just walk out my front door without a care in the world.
Your missus can throw it to
exactly,
you.
Exactly. Yeah, she can roll it down the slight incline between my house and the Creatures of Habit Bar and Band Room.
That's right.
So that's Saturday, June the 1st. What time?
4 p.m.
4 p.m.
Yeah.
Get around that. Come and check it out. Come and have a little drink with us. And, check out this great bar that's been kind enough to sponsor part of the Kosamui International Podcast Festival.
And it's open to people who are going away to the Kosamui International Podcast Festival or people who just want to say bon voyage.
Yep.
So if you're coming along, come and say goodbye to us and we'll see you in 5 days or whatever it is.
Exactly.
Or fuck off.
Yep. And now on with the show.
Should we cross to someone?
We've got a roving reporter out in the street that we got to. What's that for? You don't know what this is yet. This could be really nice and uplifting.
Yeah, that's fine. We're supposed to get a. We're supposed to be doing a live cross to a roving reporter.
Yep.
He's been sent the coordinates.
Yep. Of a certain bush.
Of a certain bush.
Yep.
Have
you got reception?
Yeah, we got. Okay, all right. I'll ring him.
Get
right
him on
now.
The line.
Let's get him on the line.
That
right
whole now. Message exchange was Cameron saying, "You there?" Oh, mate, you said you there, and then Cameron. I shouldn't say the name of the guy.
But hello.
Are you guys doing the show right now?
Yes. Yes, yes, Highway's on. Yeah. That's you, Highway.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm proud to be Highway.
I'm in the park. I think I'm where you said it was. I just want to say I've never been here before. This is my first time being here, and I've walked past three public toilets. Like three very obvious public toilets. So I don't know what the fuck mission you've sent me on here, but I think I've found the bush.
Yes.
And
can you see any suitcases there? Or huge shits?
Am I looking for a guy that's guarding the bush, or am I looking for a hole in the bush?
No, the guy's not always guarding it. He was just there that day. There's a little hole, and I think I took a picture of the hole and I sent it to you so you could recognise it.
Okay.
And then there's two suitcases in there.
You sent me a few pictures of a few holes. I think I found it.
Can you see the suitcases in there?
I'm heading towards the hole. Do I have to go all the way in?
Yeah, yeah. That's where the suitcases are. We need to know. I was too scared to open the suitcases.
Just realised we gave Chenny, Danielle and Husey no context.
No.
I've never seen three people look so bewildered.
Weeks ago. I really needed to go to the toilet in a park, and I went in a bush in broad daylight. And what? When I got in there, I got really scared because there was two big suitcases, and I thought there were bodies in there. And I did a big shit, and then I ran away. And I really wanted to know what was in the suitcases.
This is in the city?
Why would you have done the shit right near the suitcase? That's someone's home, mate.
Now the the king of property gets it.
Are you by the way, you can't buy this bush, Husey. It's
no, I wee in a park a lot, but I always look for, you know, you don't wee where people put their stuff.
You wee in the park a lot.
I thought someone might have been following me when I weed in a park, because I wee a lot where I wee. Every night, guys, behind that little curtain there is a little room, a little storeroom. All right, so you guys come in here, and then to get to the toilet is a bit so. I wee in a glass most nights.
You do not.
Are you serious?
Are you real?
Yeah, I do. And then afterwards, I walk out with my glass, and I hope people think it's vodka or something. And then I go to the toilet and I pour it down the sink. And
are you joking?
Problem is, sometimes I forget that I've weed, then I leave it there overnight. So, but
I
go grab.
I'm
a drink
the
from
good
him.
Guy now. Are you fucking joking? Oh,
the other day.
Oh, sorry, Ken, week. You're still there.
You came in the other day and said we've got to start the show, and I said I'm just weeing into a.
No, you didn't say that.
But I was turned around, though, wasn't I?
No, you were turned around now because I walked in and I said, "Is Husey ready?" And Adam Rosenbach's walks out and goes, "You don't want to know what he's doing." And for a second, I thought you were having a wank. But it was worse.
No, it wasn't worse. It was respectful. Yeah, I can make... Anyway, it's back to what's Cam
but
doing.
But just a glass that, like, you just, guys are just, drinking yeah, out yeah, of yeah, right yeah.
You guys may have drunk that's out of
can you
like this
don't
glass.
Don't fucking wash the glasses here!
Hey, Husey, I pissed in that bottle.
Well, it's a nice drop.
When you do the Pele, you can piss into an usher's hands.
Fuck!
Let's get away from
this. Be
back
here one day.
Do you still use urinals? Or,
no, I enjoy a urinal, yeah.
You do? You
don't
get
scared?
Yeah,
but I like weighing outside. Who likes weighing outside, yeah? Yeah, if you've got the opportunity, take it, I say. So.
It sounds like you like weighing everywhere except the toilet.
At home I prefer to wee outside, I'm not going to lie. But, you know, I've worked hard what? To... Absolutely. We've grown, you know, trees in the backyard just so I have that privacy.
No.
That's crazy.
You've
in
grown...
winter? In winter?
Yes, absolutely. As long as you don't get your feet wet.
I like what you said, you've grown trees specifically so you can have a wee.
Yeah, I have.
You've been like waiting for 20 years for a sapling to grow so you can piss on it.
No, it just makes it easier because there's flats you look down. But then if there's, you know, if there, yeah, that's right. But in New York, it'd be hard to wee. In, you'd have to wee.
Hard to find a toilet. Old city's a toilet sometimes. But
So Cam's on the line. Cam's on. Cameron, are you still there? Mr. Bone.
It's really good.
This show, it sounds like it feels like you're listening to this show via podcast at the moment. Like,
it does. It's a really great show. I'm outside the bush. I found the hole.
Yep.
Do you want me to go in?
Yes, please. That's where the suitcases are. So there should be one near the. It got redecorated last week. So there's one near the entry on your right hand side.
Walking past.
Sorry.
There's so many people walking past.
It's nothing illegal about walking into a bush.
I think, yeah, but it's sus. I'm waiting. I'm going to wait till people walk past.
Oh. What? Why?
Also, I went to Hague's Chocolates on the way here.
What? Why?
I just wanted to buy some chocolates. So now I'm bringing the chocolates into the shit bush.
Okay, great. Great.
Okay,
great. Great.
Nice.
Great.
I'm going in.
Can you see the suitcases? There's one
going in
close on your right hand side and far away on your left hand side.
I also have a question. Is Carl's shit still there?
Oh, yeah. Can you see any shit?
Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck. It doesn't smell good in here, guys. It doesn't smell good. But it is a really good spot to take a shit.
Thank you. Thank you. Finally, someone on my side with the story.
Carl, I found the suitcase.
Yes. Can you please open one of them? Oh, fuck, I feel like Grant Denyer.
Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
What's in there?
Have you opened? Have you used
scared.
The zip?
It's... Oh, I'm really scared.
We all are.
Yeah, I am. That's why I'm getting you to do it.
I'm tapping the... I'm trying to find the zipper.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Dude, there's no... The zipper's on the underside of it. I don't want to flip it over.
You have to.
How big is the suitcase?
It's pretty big. It's pretty
like,
big.
They could have bodies
really
in there?
Heavy.
Yeah.
It's really heavy.
Yeah, I know. It's a scary weight, isn't it?
It's a scary weight.
Yeah.
Did you...
I didn't do it.
What did you...
I didn't do anything. The only fingerprints on that suitcase now is yours.
Oh, fuck. I don't know if I can do this.
You have to.
Cam,
please.
It's just dawned on me that we've charged people to pay money to sit and watch us talk to someone on the phone. You gotta help us out.
We need an end to this thing.
Gotta open it.
Fuck. Oh, fuck.
Jesus.
Oh, fuck. Okay, it stinks really bad.
What's this on?
I think it's just, it's wet and it looks like clothes. It just looks like clothes.
Have you opened it?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. So it's just wet clothes?
I think so. Can I go home?
All right.
It's just wet clothes.
All right. We'll just bring them back and we'll see you soon.
Shit as well.
You can take a photo, couldn't you?
Take a photo.
Take a photo.
Okay, I'll take a photo. All right, I gotta go. I hate this.
Thank you, Barney.
Thanks, Cam. That was exhilarating.
Yeah, that's what we do every week, guys. open suitcases around the city and have a bit of a disappointing ending. Yeah.
Whereabouts in the city is this bush?
What's it called? Fitzroy Gardens.
Yeah, it's the park just up there.
Yeah,
Treasury Park. Park.
Oh, okay, but there is
someone's been looking for my shit.
So, and then that was real. Yeah, he was there.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
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 That could have been a radio play. I don't know. I was waiting for gunshots.
Husey, by the way, I just have to say, 2 years ago, almost exactly to the day, I reckon, you came on a live podcast and you told another story about pissing into a cup backstage at a venue. So this is not a first time for you. Yeah. This is an addiction.
Did you just Google that? No, it's not. It's just, you know, I mean, you get nervous before you're on stage, don't you? Even after all these years.
I just use the toilet.
More often than not, in a venue, there's a toilet that you can go and use.
No, that
yeah.
is true. Absolutely. I'll just stride through tonight. So, yeah.
You'll what?
No, I'll stride through to the toilet. Yeah.
Drive through?
I want to drive through a toilet. I will. No, fuck, no, whatever.
You just keep this one.
Oh, yeah.
And then nobody's going
to
drink out of that.
That's a bit tricky.
How wide is the opening? Is that does that get bigger with age? You just loosey goosey.
My hand is shaky, you know? So, yeah, no, it's. Anyway.
Just show me. Yeah.
I'm not going to show you how I wee. It's a weird request.
Just so I know, because sometimes I go backstage during your show, where do you keep the cup full of.
On the ledge, this wall.
On this wall, all
yeah,
right.
Ledge.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's probably not there now. So, no, anyway.
Hang on, well, I'll ring Cam James and get him to go and look for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Fine. Anyway, I mean,
have
it's
you
showbiz.
Accidentally forgot that it's your piss and, you know, like confused?
No, I did one venue once, Pete Hallier did drink out of it.
No!
Yes!
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah, that was that was years ago. Yeah. Fuck, I have been doing it for years.
Yeah, that's weird. There is a.
Is it time to get our?
Yeah, maybe it's time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo! It does feel like people just have been waiting for that. Honestly.
I'm excited about this.
We've just been a big support act in. Waiting for the big man to come and headline this gig.
God, huge.
We've got for you guys. I don't know if we've explained properly. We did an audition for Worst of Melbourne Comedy. This great, awesome show. They got finished its run this week, and
the PC police shut it down.
Yeah. You can't say anything anymore because people don't want to do it. So, so we auditioned people, and this young man nailed it on the first week. Then requested that he come back and do the exact same set the next week. Did that. Then requested to come back last week and do the same set. And so we've had him back. We've got him back again now. We've all heard it 3 times. You guys haven't heard it. And he's about to hit the stage now, I guess.
Yeah, Caitlin, can we get our theme music for this part of the show?
And please welcome to the stage, Abhishek Mishra. We want the whole theme song. Why wouldn't we want this guy to have the music played over the top of him for 5 minutes? Are you crazy?
Music is a big part of my act. Without it, I would bomb hard. So thank you for whoever's playing the music, man. You've been saving me for 3 weeks. Yeah, I know you guys are eagerly waiting to hear what's happening in my life.
I hope nothing new.
The same old man. Yeah. I'm bold in life.
You're bold. Sorry, Abhishek. Sorry, I forgot to say. Just pause for one second because this is the hottest show of the festival now because you're involved, and we've got these guys up here to sit here and chime in whatever. But we've had requests from all over the festival, so this is the last show, so we're going to get reinforcements. They all want to get on stage as well. So please welcome to stage Tom Ballard, Nick Cody, and Nazim Hussain. Maybe it's not Nazim Hussain.
Also, I do just want to quickly say, Abhishek, before we get started properly, this is, you know, the last week of the residency, and yeah. It's what a great time we've had. I feel like it's been such a shot in the arm for this podcast. And obviously, you know, a new superstar is born. Yep. Like, the sky's the limit from here. And I think, you know, we're looking at a new future superstar of comedy. And so what every superstar of comedy needs is obviously their own merchandise with a cartoon for the character of them on the top. So I've got five of these in here. You guys want to deck yourselves out with the latest...
He's already got more T-shirts than I've fucking got.
I was very excited for this. I've been listening for the last 3 weeks and I went and introduced myself to Abhishek before and he said, are you a comedian? So now I'm going to absolutely fucking kill him.
I apologise that I was late. I was just buying some cum in the middle of the day. And so I... That's why I was running late.
I was the...
I believe it's called lunch.
There it is! There it is, you ugly bug-eyed cunt.
I was the first guest on this pod, and he's going to be the last after the crimes that are committed in here this afternoon.
Sorry, Abhishek, please carry on.
Please.
Yes.
Sorry, you were bored.
I just want to shout out Husey's commitment to putting on the T-shirt over his sling.
He doesn't even need the sling.
No, I do need the fucking sling.
Your arm's been good for 9 months.
Don't you call this a compo climb? I need the sling.
Ballard and I are just here from a current affair. We're catching it.
Look, you may see me take the sling off on the way back to my car, but that's just what I do.
Everyone's got a shirt except Ballard. Couldn't you get it printed onto a tent?
Come.
That's not nice.
I take it back.
I thought we were here for friends. Hey, you done a shit in any bushes lately, you fucking freak?
Honestly, I currently have food poisoning, so I might need to after this.
I wasn't talking to you, Daddy.
No, but I might.
Okay, great. Well, I'll meet you there. she just said to me, you'll eat her shit. I said, I'll meet her there. Okay, have a sling for your ears, buddy. All right, sorry, I'm interrupting.
Sorry, Abhishek.
Sorry, we didn't think this through. I meant to tell everyone to be quiet. Sorry.
And I've never seen a Hawaiian shirt at night, so...
I'm preparing for Koh Samui.
Yeah!
Or I might say the Creatures of Habit presents...
Yeah, Koh Samui International. But thank you.
Thank you.
I like how there was a T-shirt for everyone except me. Anyway, so yeah, I've been bored in life. Except for the last few weeks. The last few weeks have been the greatest.
Yeah.
So yeah, when I'm bored, I like going places I wouldn't normally go to.
Right.
Like I was at the bank the other day.
Yes.
And yeah, but this time you guys already know what kind of bank. But
come on, there's
some of us. It's got to be like the fucking first time.
First time, yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
Stop.
Fine.
There's people who have never heard this before.
Stop playing to the back of the room, Abhishek.
I don't know what bank
it is. Be a fucking professional.
It's on your shirt.
I wasn't at the.
You can't, Abhishek. You can't get up on your Netflix special and go, "Oh, you guys have heard this before." But anyway.
Sorry, Husey just read his own T-shirt to figure out what kind of bank it is.
The sperm bank.
There you go.
Spoilers. T-shirt spoilers.
Step all over his punchline, Husey.
Sorry, man.
I'll be writing better punchlines for him in the future. It's going to happen. Because, yeah, like, here's why I went to the sperm bank. Because I don't want to go to a regular bank and be even more bored. That's why I went to a fun bank, you know, where I won't be judged for doing the thing every man in this room enjoyed doing. And who knows it better than Dave Hughes?
Yeah. He likes the piss bank.
I've been left-handed for a few months.
The broken arm, yes. We all know how that happened. So yeah.
Hang on. How did it happen? How did it happen?
I'm married, mate. Let's just say that I saw it happen at a kind of a bank. Let's just say I was there when that happened.
And he's back.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Don't stray too far from your core values.
Yes. Now back to my set. You know?
Get Cam back on the phone. He'd love this.
Yeah. This is more of a disaster than what he saw.
So yeah, I went to the bank, a very legitimate sperm bank, right? With like a reception. You know? That's how you can tell it's legitimate.
Yeah.
And and I walk up to the reception and that's right. Very legitimate.
Yeah.
And I walk up to the reception and there's a lady there.
Boring.
Hey. Oh, ladies are boring. I get it. It's funny.
Chandler, I'm sorry. I'm just like, I'd seen the Mona Lisa online, but then when I went to the Louvre, it's smaller than you imagined.
Yeah, yeah. But if only Husey could go to the Louvre. That's something.
I want to know more about this lady.
She was
the kind of lady like this. If you're a sperm bank, you wouldn't need any other magazines, I guess.
Oh.
I don't know, yeah.
Like, really painting a picture.
That's the kind of lady that was. And you can now imagine whoever you're imagining in your head right now.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
I just took the mic away from Husey to say no, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, there was a dude at the reception.
Yes! Oh. Now we're talking.
This festival's gone fucking woke. What happened to men coming over ladies?
I was going to say that with a sperm bank, is there an interest rate? And then I thought, oh, there's a big interest rate for Tom Bella. That's
boom.
And so when I was there, she. No. I'll give you time to laugh. Like, trust me, take all the time you need. That's good.
Can I ask you what would like an illegitimate sperm bank be?
In like a homeless guy's basement. That would be a very illegitimate sperm bank.
Yeah. If this guy doesn't have a basement, does he?
Yeah.
Well.
Sorry, Hughes is interested in buying a house off a homeless man.
Yeah.
It works very good. You get
what aspect is the basement facing?
I'm gonna let them finish.
It's going good so far, I think. I like it.
Yeah.
This is in my top four times I've heard this joke.
So when I walk up to the reception, the lady asked me a question that I wasn't really expecting, right? Because she asked me, what is the purpose of your visit? What? At a sperm bank.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I was like, because it's my first time there, if you can believe it. I want to give her the benefit of the doubt. And I asked her, like, what are my options? And she said, well, you can either donate a sample or you can purchase some.
What?
Hold, wait for it. The catchphrase is coming.
Are they really doing that? And by the way, I looked it up. The place is open Monday to Friday from 9 to 5.
Yep.
Who the fuck is buying cum in the middle of the day?
Yeah!
Woo! We are the champions, my friend.
Can we ask about that? About this concept? Who is buying sperm in the middle of the day? What time do you think people should buy sperm?
What's a good time to buy sperm?
Here's the thing, because like, remember back in the day when you had to go buy porn from the back of a DVD store?
Yes.
And it was like you would be scared even at night.
Yes.
You like do it? Like, that's where the concept came
But that's... Are you...
You said this was a legitimate sperm bank.
Do you think...
That's what I'm saying.
Do you think the sperm bank is through some beaded curtains at the back of the regular bank?
Like, do you think customers
Which
are bank buying...
Which bank?
Commonwealth.
2025 Most Outstanding Show winner, everybody.
Do you think that people are buying sperm to jack off over?
Well, she gave me the option, right? So I'm trying to think of every possible scenario like that can like where I can use it.
But you did ask the question.
Yeah. Because I mean, yeah.
Do you reckon if she buys your cum and then you buy it back, do you get the same price, or is it like when you drive a car off the lot?
That's another thing. Depreciates. Exactly.
Like, does cum depreciate?
Yeah.
And I had like another thing, because like when I talk about the menu with like prices written on it, is it different by ethnicity? Because in my head, black guy's cum is more expensive than the white. I know you guys are all white, by the way. I see it. But in my head, the black guy's cum is more expensive. I don't know why.
Okay, I have a feeling that you didn't actually go to the sperm bank.
Yeah.
Because I have a feeling that they're called fertility clinics. And they do sort of vasectomies and IVF, as well as sort of... Yeah, I don't know, but I don't, maybe we all got to do some research.
Where did this story come from?
We're trying to figure it out.
Came from a real sperm bank.
You actually went to a sperm bank?
I went to a sperm bank.
Yeah. Or did you just think, it would be funny if I bought some cum?
No, I went to a sperm bank. Yeah, everything I talk about on stage is 100% real.
That's why we love you.
Yeah. Exactly.
You tell truth to power.
Yeah. Don't listen to her. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
Hey.
She's jealous. I believe
all women.
I am jealous. My boyfriend got a vasectomy.
That's true, isn't it? Yeah, it is true.
Oh, yeah. 2 years ago.
Why
just catching up, sorry.
Right, yeah.
G'day, Jenny.
Hi.
What a great way to bond.
Oh, Cam's back. Hey, Cam. Do you want to hop up? Do you want to come up here?
Nice, you got more people on the stage. Let's go.
We need more.
How are you, mate?
But give him more.
Where's the chocolate?
I just put it in my bag. It's over there. How's it going, Abhishek?
Man, great so far.
Okay.
Killing it. Yeah. Killing it. That's what you should tell everyone.
Okay, cool. Yes. How far into the joke am I?
It's hard to tell.
I guess time's irrelevant.
Yeah. This is shit inception. There's bits in bits in bits.
I love it. I can't tell whether he's bombing or we're bombing.
No, he's killing.
Yeah, he's killing. That's right. He told us. Have we ever got further than this into the joke yet? Is this going to be new for us now?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I don't listen to the show. Sorry, guys.
Mate, this is foreplay at the sperm bank. Come on. Let's finish it off.
Yeah. How do I even order it? They don't have a menu. Price is written on it, so I don't even know which one to buy.
They do have a menu.
Yeah.
It's so you can read the genetics that you want to put into your pussy.
Wow.
It's literally a menu.
I can't believe we've got a FAP checker here.
I'm autistic!
But not even the type that wins at the casino. Just knows different cums.
I'm a cummer, sir.
For some reason, I prefer the guests from last week. That's hurtful. Maybe it's just me. I don't know.
Sorry.
But that's fine. You know, we got a fact checker, yeah.
Did you buy any cum or not?
Brother, I got a slab waiting in my car.
Yeah. Shots, 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 shots.
Well, I didn't know Dave Hughes was going to be here. I would have bought 2 slabs.
Oh. Notorious cum drinker, Dave Hughes.
Oh, hey, I've got to come in some glass in the background.
I know I gave it to him.
This is a beginning of a very long friendship, if I don't know if you guys can tell. You know, like, yeah, got plenty of fans standing behind me and all
yeah.
that.
Yeah, man.
See, our life's been going good, man. Yeah.
Haven't been bored? Oh, we did that already.
We're just going in for a second round. <Yeah. laughs>
Let's just get one more out of him.
Man, I just really hope I got one of the t-shirts, bro. Like, I really like it, you know? I want one.
You deserve all the t-shirts, Abish.
Hey, guess what? After this gig, I think you'll find about 5 of them on the floor in the green room.
Covered in Dave Hughes' piss.
Ironically, I'm going to use this as a cum rag. So.
Ignore him, Abhishek. He's not a comedian.
Yeah. Unlike you, my friend. Is that it? That's got to be it. Sure.
That'll do it. Yeah, that'll do it. Yeah,
everybody. Abhishek, everyone. I was gonna say, should we get him to do the bit? Should we get him to do the bit again? But he probably needs a bit of a rest, like recharge. He couldn't do it again straight away. You know, need to take a bit of a break.
Yeah, if he tries to do it now, he'll be thumbing it in. You know, it's not the same.
Yes. Well, I mean, that's great. I mean, that's the last time we'll get to hear the bit, which is a little bit sad, I guess.
Yes. No. Now we come on, Carl.
Now we can kill ourselves and have no regrets.
Yeah, exactly. No. Unless, should we bring him to Koh Samui?
Yeah!
Yes! He's not even fucking going!
Here's the deal. We'll go halves. I'm going to hit go on a GoFundMe. And if you people chuck in $5. No more than $5. Just chuck in $5. And all we need to raise is like $500 and we're going to do the rest. And by the way, we haven't asked him yet. Hey, Abhishek.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to Koh Samui?
Yeah, sure.
Haven't mentioned a date yet, so there's a lot going on. When is it? June 9 to 14? Are you free? June 9 to 14.
Don't play hard again.
Do you have a job?
Yeah, I do.
Where do you work? The sperm bank? Yeah.
More of a sperm not for profit.
Yeah. Where do you work?
I do software.
You do software?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you got to do hardware to get to the
sperm
bank.
Yeah. Clever stuff.
So do you want to go?
Yeah, sure.
But also, he's in software. He's got fucking money.
So do you.
By his own fucking ticket.
Hughesy actually did IT at uni.
I did for 6 weeks and $9.99.
Ballard, do you want to do the bit or should I do the bit? I know it's Abhishek-ish. It's from Dave Hughes' CD, Whatever, from 2003. He'd turn up to class and go, I'd root her. Lot of theory, fuck all practical.
That's good.
I'm going to do that again in this room later on.
Yeah.
I was the first uni to go to uni. First one to drop out too. I was studying computers. I thought, fuck, there's no money in this.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew? I fucked it up. You're a good crowd. Yeah. Never forget that.
Yeah. That toilet's too far away. This glass will do.
I don't have to be on stage at all, do I?
All right, it's going live. A GoFundMe. If people over the listeners, if anyone wants to do, put $5 in. And if we do that, if you do that, we'll do the rest of it. And we're going to bring him to Koh Samui.
And we're going
to
hear the sperm bank routine on the beach.
On the beach.
every night for a week.
That joke needs to go international. All right, it's on our Facebook page right now. I'll put it on Insta later. That is that might be the dumbest thing we've ever done.
I can't wait for at the end of the week when we walk down the market and there's bootleg Abhishek t-shirts being sold.
Also, I love that in the open mic scene, he's been doing comedy for 6 months. He's been getting to do this gig. All the open micers are spewing that he's gotten to do this. And now we're flying him overseas. Open micers is going to be a fucking big hit on Lifeline this week.
We are fucked. We are so
There's
fucked.
There's proper full-time famous comedians that were begging us to come to Coast Comedy. We said, no, we're bringing this guy.
For having the initiative to respond to a Facebook post that said, are you bad at comedy?
Yes. And people were saying, is this bullying? It's like, well, look at him now. When I was 6 months in, I wasn't getting flown to Koh Samui. I was getting not booked at the Exford.
I just thought that post was you being normal. I, like, sent it to a few open micers just being like, Carl can be a bit weird, but, you know, you should ask him for a gig.
Yeah, but look, man, it's a fucking... what a success story.
All right, guys, well, watch this space. Get on the... It's in the Facebook group and stuff.
It's on
now.
The Facebook fan page right now.
Yep, get on there. Chuck in
Don't
5
chuck
bucks
anything big in. Chuck 5 bucks in if you can afford it, and then let's make it up, and we'll do the rest.
Great, all right. We better wrap it up for another week here on the Little Dum Dum Club. Big round of applause. Dave Hughes, Danielle Walker, Aaron Chen, Nick Cody and Tom Ballard, and, of course, the great man... Abhishek Mishra. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
See you, mate.
And they've done it again.
They sure have, Tommy. Wow, what a run. What a run of 4 live podcasts in Melbourne. Heaps of fun, as always. Downstairs at the Basement Comedy Club. Great guests. Great little discoveries we've made this festival as well.
There is something very poetic about the fact that we're recording this bit now in the venue where the episode that people heard just happened, in an empty room, really just reminiscing about what we did just over there a couple of days ago.
This is a true talking dum-dum. This is like, this is after the, this is on the, we've got our feet on the same stage. Except it's 4 days later and there's absolutely no one in here.
I mean, I guess we usually are just in the same room after we've done the episode talking about the episode. This feels, you know, this feels grander. I don't know if we've ever done it like this before.
Yeah, I don't think we have either.
Yeah. We should be sitting up. We should have actually sat on the stage.
Yeah.
Looking out over the empty room.
We've got our feet on. Not looking at each other, just on the high stools, looking out.
Pit, you know, like selling it out to an empty room.
What if we did that one time? We did a live podcast where we just kept going and we had a full house and we didn't tell anyone and then... that we weren't going to just do it for an hour, and then we just kept talking until every single person left.
Yeah, I think now when people listen to this show and they hear us start a sentence by going, what if this? There's now probably a sense of, like, you know, clenching up, being like, no, please, don't do it, boys.
That's the good thing. There's a lot of following up, but sometimes maybe there shouldn't be.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
All right, we won't do that one. That's fine. But hey, as we mentioned, there is a, if you liked this run of live ones and you want to be part of the audience, because the audience were fucking great and very much part of these shows, there is May the 18th, Brisbane One Show, our yearly show. This is your one chance. If you live up in Banana Bending Town, if you want to come and say hi and be in the room and experience what it's like to be live in front of a harebrained idea, that'd be great. We'd love to see you.
I'm scared about that show, honestly.
What are you scared of?
I don't know what we're going to do now if we don't have the sperm bank bit on. I really don't know how to do...
What do we do?
I don't know how to do one of these live anymore.
Let's just try and remember what we did for 14 years before this.
Seems like a
career ago.
Yeah.
But we'll figure something out. You know what? I'm going to put my neck on the line. I reckon there's bad open micers in Brisbane. Maybe we could get one of them.
We just have one in... Oh, a whore in every port.
Yeah.
For everywhere we go and do a live show.
That'd be good. I think it'd be a harder find to find a good open mic in Brisbane.
Yeah, do we make that open mic do the sperm bank bit, or we find a new...
Honestly.
We give them the...
We're talking out of school here. These are all great ideas.
We give them the dossier of what we've done so far, and we're like, have you got a bit that's sort of in this, this kind of wheelhouse?
This is already a great idea, Tommy. This is a great idea. That would be great. So that's May...
the 18th in Brisbane, 3 p.m. Yep. at the Brightside. Love to see you there. Get on to tickets on our website now. And you can also find tickets to a very, very, very limited run. If you heard the ad beforehand, very small show
yep.
at the Creatures of Habit Abandoned Barroom.
Boutique.
Yeah, very small. Limited space for that show. So get in quick. It's very cheap, $10. Talking Dum Dum. Bit of mucking around. Chance to say thanks to our sponsors, the yep. beautiful sponsors of mm-hmm. the Coast Samui International Podcast Festival, and a chance to have a drink on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't even have to face our way. You can just come and have a beer and...
pay the entrance fee.
Yeah. Shy away.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So that'll be fun. That'll yeah. be fun. Our last Melbourne thing for quite a while, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
What else, Tommy? Anything off the back of that episode? Abhishek, we put the donation... request out
yep.
to go halves. Fair to say it's going quite well.
It is going really well.
Yeah. If people are listening to this and didn't see it in the room and still want to chuck in a few shekels, you may, as people are.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, we have the amount that we asked for, but if you want to keep going and upgrade Abhishek's room, go for it.
If yeah. we end up with him in better econ than us, that's not bad.
Yep. Well, look, to be honest, we did probably put it out there slightly under what half of it would be. So yeah. if you want to actually make it half.
Hey, if we get a bit more and we can send him over early and try and get him. They're still shooting the White Lotus presently as we're speaking.
Are they really?
If we could get him in the background of, you know, one scene like walking into a sperm bank in Thailand.
Yeah.
That'd be beautiful.
Well, Tommy, spoilers. Here's a little tale for you. If it's still shooting right now... a little while back, my wife, don't say her name, said to me, so you're doing this podcast festival at this venue? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, what's it like? I said, I've never been. She goes, you're doing a whole festival at a venue you've never been at. I go, yeah. She goes, isn't it crazy for you not to go there? I'm like, I guess so. She's like, shouldn't you go there? I'm like, well, I guess we can't now. She goes, you should go there. I'm like, just to be clear, are you telling me
yeah.
to go there?
Yeah.
She goes...
I've given
just,
up.
Just book it now.
Yeah.
Before I change my mind.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yep.
So I've booked it.
Yeah.
I'm going next week.
Yep.
And I have to say, I thought I was getting away with something. I was like, this is amazing. But the more I talk to this venue, I'm like, this is actually a very good idea to go and deal with these people.
I'm glad. I was wondering when this was going to come up because so many people have told me about this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A lot of people being like, can you believe this cunt?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, well, I'll believe it when I hear it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was saving it for a normal episode. We never got around to it. Yep. So I thought it'd be, but then I was like, oh, there's not much chat in it. What's the chat?
Yeah.
You're going to Thailand.
Yeah.
So I'm going. Well, and as this episode comes out, I'll be going, I guess, it's still in a week's time. This is for this week.
Yeah, when are you going? Because we're going to have to fucking do some shit.
This
would be good for me to know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think we're nearly on top of it, to be honest. I think we're all good.
How long are you going for?
5 days, that's it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I think we're all pretty much all good.
We need we need a talking dum dum.
We need a talking dum dum.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll do that. But I am going with a friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Tony from the Avalanches.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Who is doing that thing that, you know, all these guys like Cody and all the rest of them always go on about, like points and all this sort of shit that I never understand because I don't bother with it.
Mm.
And also because I had such a long time with my wife, worked for an airline.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't...
You don't accrue points for going for free.
For scabbing along.
Yep.
So he's like, he was either going to go to LA or Japan and then he was like, oh, I'll just come with you. I was like, man, you're about to get the fucking Chandler reality tour.
Yep.
He's never been to Koh Samui, so we're going to go over there and... Stay in the stay.
Oh yeah,
the home of the Creatures of Habit Band and Barroom Koh Samui International Podcast Festival,
yep.
And I'll be like at one stage I'll be like, listen Tony, you go shopping. I got some business to do.
Yep.
And I'll be sitting there powwowing with the big wigs in there at the stay, going, so where do we piss in the pool again? Oh, just in the pool there, right?
Yeah,
great,
cool,
okay,
cool,
great,
cool.
Great.
Where's the comedy happening?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a good question.
Yep.
So I actually, this will be a legit, real, like, write-off on tax. I need to do this.
Yeah.
I have to do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, we've already sold all the rooms, so if you get over there and it's fucked, I don't know what can possibly happen.
Absolutely.
But yeah. No, this needs to happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but, like, honestly, the times I've talked to him, I'm like, fuck. Yeah, this is probably a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. This is good for people to hear who've spent money on coming along. It sounded pretty dicey.
No. Now I have no doubt because I'll definitely be there.
Yeah.
I'll definitely be there working it out and whatever. So that'll be fun. Anyway, we might be able to squeeze some bonus eps out there live from there.
Mm.
Working it out. And I can... well, look, we are getting a YouTuber over there as well.
Yes.
So... I've been talking to him about like activities and stuff we can do, some ideas and stuff like that we can do during the day, and getting a bit of sweet vision, not only for the free socials, but especially for the Patreoners.
Yep.
So I think that's going to be fun. So yeah, that'll be good. Something to look forward to. So just, but the great thing is like Tony's like, well, take us to all the good spots. Like if I'm going to come there, you know, I want the Chandler reality tour. Take me to all the good spots. So I'll be going to the same spots twice within a month, I assume.
With literally within 1 month. Yeah.
So that'll be good. So that's exciting. And it's good timing because like we've just finished the festival. And I was kind of thinking mid-festival, fuck, I'd love to be doing this little trip straight after festival.
Mm.
But then I'm like, no, this is actually perfect because I'm going to not drink for a week.
Yep.
Get this the fuck out of my system.
Yep.
Have a little bit of a sleep and then get a taste for it again and fucking go again.
Yep.
So that'll be good. It's worked out actually, I think, perfectly, hopefully.
Yep.
But my mate Tony is an absolute demon for pulling out of things. So I'm just hoping he doesn't do that.
Yeah. But he's booked, I guess if you're booked on flights,
yeah.
You're a bit less obligation.
Yeah. And I think... You know, you're booking on Agoda or whatever it is. Like in terms of fucking accommodation, you could still pull out of all that sort of shit. But yeah, it's a, you know, for all the jokes and whatever, it's like fuck. It's really not as fun to go by yourself.
It would be a shame if he pulled out and one of your two holidays that you've got coming up in the next month was slightly tarnished.
Man, it's work.
It would be a shame.
It's work,
it would
mate.
Suck. It would
it's
be
work,
awful.
Mate. Come on, it's work. I'm only doing.
I'm
it
not
for,
your wife. I'm not only your
doing
wife.
It. I'm only doing it for the punters, for the listeners out there. I wouldn't be going otherwise.
This is for you, folks.
Yes.
Well, speaking of the punters out there and doing things for them, we have an obligation to our dear Patreoners.
Yes.
Who support the show, keep the lights on in here, keep the flights ticking over.
That's it.
Thanks, everyone who gets onto patreon.com/littledumdumclub. You get your two bonus mini episodes every week, and you may... be about to hear your name being read out and immortalized on this episode.
But all of you are sort of, you know, we have the Creatures of Habit Band and Barroom in Brunswick Street, Fitzroy. We have them supporting the Kosamui International Podcast Festival. But there's a, you know, there's an idea to say that you guys are all sponsoring that festival in a way because, you know, for example, I'm going to fly over next week and, you know, I would have no idea what it's like over there without this flight.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Singha? What, yeah, what's yeah, this? Yeah. Do I drink this or eat it or what do I do with mm-hmm. this? So this is thanks to you guys, especially this week, you guys, these people I'm about to read out. Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber, John Langdon.
John.
J-O-N.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, so get that H out of your mouth.
Yeah,
buddy.
No H.
John. John.
Yep.
John. Just a little bit quicker than your normal John. Mm. Just take that John. Speed bump out there, and that's what you get, John.
I wonder if it was like it did used to be pronounced differently in the olden days tongue.
Yeah.
Was it more of a sign of like...
Too many people saying Joan? No.
Was it a bit of like a regal, fancy version of John where you're really stretching out?
A Dutch version.
And then this is like the commoners version.
It feels like someone from Holland's come over and fucked with
John.
It. Fucked with John.
John.
Langdon. Yeah. There's not heaps to play with here.
No, there's not.
I mean, there could be. There's a total of, what about this? There's three vowels, two O's, one A. Then there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 consonants. Fuck, if this is what
really
we're doing.
Earning that second holiday.
If this is what we're doing for the first
God,
time
I'm
this
pushed.
Week. What are we doing with the fourth one?
Yeah, exactly. God, I wish we could hit the sperm bank bit button right now. That'd be helpful.
That would be good. it is the end of festival, Tommy. I still haven't caught up on my sleep yet. I'm just can't figure out how to fucking hit the reset button yet.
Mm.
Just having a big old shit one. You know when you get, have you ever had this when you've had such bad sleep, that just the idea of sleep, it's like my daughter said to me a couple of weeks ago, she goes, she's lying in bed completely awake and going, how do you go to sleep? I'm like, that's a great question.
It's strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it.
My my friend was telling me he went to, when he went to Japan with his kids and they flew overnight and the kids didn't sleep on the flight and then they get there in the morning, they hit the ground running and his daughter was so tired that she was just saying to him, Daddy, what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
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 It's, and then, because yeah, you, I always find if I'm super tired, I spend the whole day being like, God, I can't wait to get into bed.
Yep.
And then as soon as I do, I'm like, this just isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
You're dreaming of it all day.
Yeah.
Especially if you've got stuff to do. You're like, okay, now that's over. Fuck this. I'm going to get into bed at 7. I can't wait.
Yep.
And then you just lie there and you're like, I don't really want to go to sleep now. I don't really know how to get this to happen.
Yeah. I think what happens, I think for me at least, is you got to give in and I'm never a 9:30 go to bedder, but you have to just do it. Like I get home sometimes and I go, you know what, I'm tired, I'll go to bed, but I can't just go to bed at 9:30. I'll still go to bed at a good time, which is like 11.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's still too late, buddy. You need to fucking hit the pillow earlier than that.
I can never do it. Even if I'm like, I'll get into bed at 7 o'clock, I still just end up reading and fucking around and like watching a movie or whatever, and then it's like, oh, it's midnight.
Yeah.
This is just the same time as any other night.
I will annoy Don't Say a Name a lot with that sort of stuff if I do that, because I'll get into bed at 9:30 and go and try and go to sleep and she's watching Netflix. I'm like, can you just not watch Netflix? And she's like, oh, I'm sorry, stranger to this bed, that I sit in here and watch Netflix every night while you're out at fucking gigs and you come home at 1 a.m.
Yep.
And now you're the boss of the bed, are you?
Yep.
Okay.
It's pretty fair.
Yep. All right, I guess I'll go on the couch.
Relinquish control of the bed.
Yeah. Man, I've got a bad... I talked about this a little while back, but I got a new habit I now cannot break. Mm. Something that other people would like to do to me, but I now go to bed with a pillow over my head.
Huh.
Instead of like the eye mask or whatever.
Yeah.
I just have the full pillow over my head so that it can block out sound as well.
Okay.
So that now when I'm like... Now that I don't have a pillow over my head and I'm trying to go to sleep, it's like... Am I in fucking Times Square or something? There's fucking lights and sounds coming from everywhere.
Yeah, I've got the eye mask, and the other day I had it in the washing machine. It hadn't dried yet, so I had to sleep raw dog.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, fuck. Am I sleeping in the fucking white room from the Matrix?
Yeah, yeah.
My fiance got me onto it. She's a big one because she basically does what you do, but you know, a normal person version of it, where she's got the eye mask and she's got the earplugs in.
Right.
Because she's very like, gets woken up by just any noise in the street. So she's full sensory deprivation.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But then, I don't know, if you're setting an alarm, that's too high risk to me. I can't do it. I can't do the earplugs.
Yeah.
If I don't have anything to get up for, then like fine. If I'm really going to go like a hardcore sleep in where I'm like, it does not matter if I wake up at midday, that would be good.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you need to hear that phone, like how can you risk it?
I fucked my arm the other day. I slept on the couch and I don't know what I did. This was the last night of festival, comedy festival, and I nearly broke my fucking arm.
Mm.
It's still sore now. I don't know how I slept on it. So I've slept on my arm so insanely that I woke up twice and it was, the whole arm was completely numb and it was numb for that long. I was like, could I live without this arm? It is my left arm. But it was, you know, it was that amount of time where I'm like, this is the most my arm's ever been asleep.
Yeah.
This is so fucked.
I had this episode that people just heard, I had my nose was all fucked from having laser surgery. Yeah, it's a bit better. It's like all the, this is gross, but it was all scabbed over and then they just fell off and now it's like a lot better.
Yep.
But I also, like that morning, I'd pulled my shoulder. So my whole like back and shoulder were fucked. And I was texting my fiance about it and she's like, what'd you do? What happened to your shoulder? I'm like, I'm being 37. Like there was no real inciting incident.
Mm.
It was just, I like kind of turned around and then I felt it just pull. And then it was just sore for 48 hours.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's where I'm at. Just a slight movement could possibly write me off for an entire day.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel fucking good at all.
Yeah.
Brutal stuff.
Well, John Langdon.
Thanks, Lango.
Those depressing tales were brought to you by you.
By your boring name.
Yeah.
This is what your name incites in people. No riffing on the name, but just like taking the aura of it and talking about what felt appropriate.
Yeah. These people today, they're our muses and every week. And that you get what you deserve.
Yep.
Thanks, Langers. Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber, Philip Topsahalidis.
Topsahalidis.
T-O-P-S-A-H-A-L-I-D-I-S. Topsahalidis.
Oh, I thought, kind of the way you said it made it sound like it was a hyphenated.
No.
Topsa hyphen Halitus.
No, Topsa Halitus.
Damn, that's a hell of a name. Well done for getting that one out.
Yeah, I just looked at it for the first time and went, I think I'm going to jump on this roller coaster and see where it takes me. I think I got it.
Yeah, I think so.
Welcome aboard, a Greek listener to this show.
Yeah, Topo.
Yeah.
Topo, mate.
I never, we don't hear too much from the Greek community on this show.
No.
So welcome aboard.
We're big fans of their work, though.
Absolutely. Their invention, their main invention.
Yep, their sole contribution to the world.
The what if we didn't use the puss? as I always say, I think we would have got there anyway, but if you want to take credit for it.
I don't know how to say this without saying who the person was, but I was with someone the other day and they were talking about someone in comedy and they mispronounced their name and then they referred to them as, for whatever reason, they referred to them as the Greek ATM. And I was like, what's that, mate? The fucking mattress.
I like this. The Greek ATM.
The old Greek ATM.
Nick Cody
posted the other day a thing of like all the different names for the pokies, different slang for the pokies.
Yep.
And like Bricky's laptop and all those kinds of
things. I never heard any of that stuff.
Love all of that. Love a bit of that shit.
Yeah.
I feel like the Greek ATM slang for mattress.
I've never heard that one. What is it? The Bricky's laptop.
The Bricky's laptop.
Yeah, that's funny. Greece. Never been there?
Never been. Would like to go. Was thinking about going when we went to London and then I did a bit of Europe afterwards. And it was just like, I wanted to go to like Santorini where people always bang on about. But it's like, it's just a bit of a pain to get to. It's and just kind of stacking up all these different things in a trip and then being like, that's a whole day of travel in the middle there. And I was like, I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. I just wanted to do places that I could easily get around, like one flight, one train. This is like fly, then boat, then, yeah.
Man, honestly, you see stuff about Greece, like the physical beauty of it and all the places whenever you go, fuck, this looks all right. But honestly, the idea, after meeting Greek people here, the idea about being surrounded by Greek people, not for me.
Yeah, but I think like...
fucking 1 million of those people around
me. But it's the same as like the New Jersey Italian, where it's like, those aren't Italian, like that's not Italians. Right. You know what I mean? It's like, it's become its own subset.
Right.
Like I don't reckon you're walking down the street in Santorini and having like... the equivalent of like some kind of Lygon Street in your grill.
Yeah.
I think it's a different, different strain.
That's my nightmare.
A friend of mine.
Honestly, I've tried to talk my wife into going to Vietnam. It's just those funny things you have in the back of your head. Honestly, I reckon, and she won't admit to it, but there's some part in the back of her brain that's thinking the war's still on. You can't go to Vietnam.
Yeah, yeah,
what if Charlie gets us?
Mm.
I think that's part of it.
Yeah. I have a friend. My best friend growing up is Greek, and we had another guy in our group of friends who was also Greek, and the other guy was like really proudly Greek, like a real guy who's like your heritage is everything, all that kind of stuff. And the guy who's like my really good friend, he went on a holiday to Greece with his family, and like when the, I don't know what the state of it is over there at the moment, but when they were like really in the downturn, when they were completely fucked.
Yep.
And he got back and he was like, you know, it was nice to be with my family, but it's completely shit over there. Like they've really fucked it. Like it sucked. And our other friend like did not talk to him for months and like called it like, cause he said this at like a group setting. And then the other guy like called him up to be like, you have to be proud of your heritage. Yeah. It's a disgrace what you're saying about Greece. Like,
yeah, great.
But he's like, man, it's just a matter of fact. Yeah, like they fucking lied to get into the, like to get into the fucking Euro and like plunge the country into debt. Like they fucked it. Like right. that it's shit.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm fucking not talking to you.
Yeah.
You've turned your back on the great nation of Greece.
Great. Well, Philip Topsa Halitus, that's you. That accent Tommy just did, that's you.
I mean, I do like having pride about, you know, I can't imagine ever being like, how dare you say that about Australia? I can't imagine ever giving it up.
I think if it was ever going to happen, it's not while you're in Australia, it's while you're somewhere else. I think that's how it works, maybe.
Yeah.
But who knows? I don't know. I think, those other cultures are so ingrained and so historic or whatever it is, whereas we're a bunch of fucking...
We have, yeah.
What are we?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Bunch of fucking bread thieves.
Yeah, which is fine. Bread's good. No regrets. thanks, Philip.
Thanks, Phil.
Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber Martin Adams.
Martin Adams.
Yeah, as un-Greek as you can get, in my humble opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. Marty
Adams.
I think so.
Marty Adams. Martin. What if you could do Adams, plural Adams? We, you know, that's where the name came from centuries ago. We came from a great bunch of. My dad was Adam, and his dad was Adam, and his dad was Adam. So that's my surname, Adams.
So the Adam's apple is that's the in relation to the biblical.
Yes.
But then, how does that relate to like the little fucking bit under your neck?
Mm.
It's just a bulge, and it just looks like a, you know what I mean?
It looks like you've eaten an apple.
Mm.
Yeah, because that's all there was back then. I guess that's how it works.
Does Eve eat some of the apple? Because why is it exclusively a male thing? You know, why is it only Adam's thing? Eve gets a bit stuck into the apple too, doesn't she?
Does she?
I think so.
I'm going to look it up.
Because it's the snake comes along and he's like, get around this. Fucking the apple. Oof, mama. Maybe that'll be my next year's comedy festival show, One Man, Adam and Eve.
Uh-huh. When confronted, Adam tells God that Eve gave him the fruit to eat. And Eve tells God that the serpent deceived her into eating it.
So she did eat some.
So
they've both had it. So why is it only...
Oh, no, she did eat some.
So she did eat... Yeah, right. So why is it only a thing on men?
When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband. Right. So she started it. Eve started it.
Yeah. So she's... So... It should be the Eve's apple.
Chicks are troublemakers. I've always said it.
Mm.
The first one ever.
Mm.
That's how it all started. Yeah. Mm. No, thank you.
Spoken truly like a man who's leaving the country soon.
Speaking like a man who has a wife who never listens to this podcast.
Yep.
But Martin Adams, yeah, that you're involved in that story in some way. Yeah, the Bible. Did you have to read the Bible at school?
Didn't have to read it. Like, we did have religious studies, but it was never, like, explicitly, here's a story from the Bible. It was more just, like, I don't know, societal kind of stuff.
My child is baptized, which is kind of a thing where I've gone, okay, you can have this.
Yep.
But she's not going to religious school or anything like that.
Yep.
Because my wife is very much, she says she's religious, but she's not.
Right.
Yeah.
But is that just a like appeasing the family thing?
Yes.
Like the grandparents are like, hey, you got to fucking do this.
Oh, and her and my wife. She's like, oh, no, this has to happen. It's like, why? I don't know, but that's what usually happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
The generational bullshit, like, I don't know, all these things that the generation above you does that you're like, this is fucked. I can't imagine myself ever doing this. But then, of course, you will at some point. Mm. You'll notice a shift in yourself where all of a sudden you're getting too involved in your kid's life and like they're having a child and you're like... You'd better give this fucking kid the same name as me.
Well, yeah, I guess I get that from my parents because they're very much like, you know, in terms of I'd never been to a church until, you know, I had to go to a wedding or fucking whatever. They have no, they're not like, fuck religion or this is weird. It's like, no, we just don't go and we don't think about it.
Yeah.
And that with a lot of stuff, like, yeah, if it's right in front of me, I'll deal with it. And if it's not, I won't.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have no opinion about it, but I also... Yeah, I guess I do now. I guess now that I've been not a part of it for so long, I'm like, yeah, this is the way to go. If that
what do
makes
you mean?
Sense. Well, now that my parents didn't force it onto me, I'm like, yeah, well, let's not force it onto her. That's all, I guess.
It's very, yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to imagine someone in like a modern context being like, yeah, yeah, we're going to take our kid to church, unless they already are like religious. Yeah. Like, you don't really hear about too many people... Like, not having it in their life and then taking it up.
Mm.
Like, being like, yeah, I'm 28.
Something bad's happened.
Yeah. Group of friends of mine from high school, they had this thing when they were in their 20s where they all had, like, the Find My, the, like, location sharing all turned on in, like, the group that they were in. And there was, like, one of them in the group and it would always be, like, Sunday morning, they would see him at this address on the, like, location sharing thing.
Oh, what?
And for ages, they were like, fuck, he's got some bird going on the sly, and hasn't told any of us.
Rooting a chicken at church every week.
Well, yeah, and then it's like goes on and on, and they're like, when's he going to fucking tell? He's clearly like, you know, because they'd all be out clubbing, and then Sunday morning he's fucking, oh fuck, he's on here, when's he? And you know, this is like in an age where it's like your group of boys are everything, and someone getting a miso is seen as like a great betrayal of like, we've lost our friend.
Yeah.
Now he's just going to be doing stuff with the missus.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they kind of confront him. They're like, mate, when are you going to fucking, when's the jig, when are you going to fucking tell us that you got a girlfriend? He's like, yeah, boys,
I'm getting sucked off by God.
He's like, yeah, I've found religion, and I've been going to church every Sunday morning. And they're all like, oh, this is so much worse than you having a secret girlfriend.
Yeah. That's very bad.
Yeah. But that's something that you just, that I feel like that's so rare now, to have someone who wasn't really a factor in their lives. Parents aren't religious. They discover it on their own and be like, I'm super into church.
You know what I reckon? It's like you think, fuck, I don't know anyone that does that anymore. But it's like smoking. Oh, no, who smokes now? No one. Who would start smoking now? Still out there?
I know a lot of smokers, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it's coming back.
Yeah.
I don't know many smokers, I don't think.
Yeah, I do a podcast with two of them.
Oh. Okay.
Everything takes that little bit longer when you're ducking downstairs for a smoke break. No, yeah, when my fiance met my group of friends, she's like, fuck a lot of your friends smoke, because really? None of her group of friends do.
Yeah.
And all of mine are a big chunk of my group of friends are like, yeah, you'd be at someone's house for like a dinner party and it's like people are just fucking ducking outside constantly. You're sitting there, you're like, oh, everyone's gone. Oh no, hey, half of us are just outside.
Friends of the show, how many smokers we got, really?
Well, this is the problem, is that a lot of people that smoke wouldn't label themselves as, you know, people are, they're always quitting. Like, there's very few people who are like,
man, I can't even, I mean, Harley Breen?
Harley smokes, Brett smokes.
Oh, Brett's not a smoker.
Last time I saw Brett, he was keenly punching a dart.
But
this is what I mean, is like, how many people that do smoke go,
I wouldn't see him smoking not drunk.
Well, yeah, but he's drunk all the time.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, people in comedy, friends of the show, yeah, who I can't, yeah.
Not too
it
many.
It is rare.
Not too many.
Yeah, it is rare.
Yeah, I don't know too many. Anyway, Martin Adams.
Martin Adams. Wonder if he smokes.
Yeah.
Wonder if he vapes.
I think you're smoking because you contribute to our show.
It's been funny seeing a lot of people do the transition of like, oh, I got to quit smoking. Oh, vaping's come along. Okay, well, that's better for you.
Yeah.
Oh, no, hang on. This is maybe even worse for you. Now I've got to quit the vape.
Yeah.
And now I'm back on the analog durries. And this is actually better for me. This is part of my health kick.
Oh, God.
I'm not taking in the chemicals of the vape.
Oh, glad I never started.
Mm.
Thanks, Marty.
Thanks, Marty.
Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber. Here's a funny little name that someone wants to be known as. Here we go. Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber Hazy. That's first name, Hazy.
Mm.
Second name, D, as in D, then hyphen, as in like a rap name, sort of. D Ridge.
Hazy
D Ridge.
Hazy D Ridge.
Hazy D Ridge. D Ridge. I just thought I'd better say that a few times in a row because it felt like, is this going to be a trick where
this
all of
like
sudden
a
sudden I go,
yeah, Amanda Huggins,
I'm a
or
fucking
whatever.
Idiot and I fuck my mum. Oh, fuck.
Mm.
But I don't think it's that.
You know who you'll probably see smoking a bit, maybe, in Koh Samui is my fiancée. She's a travel smoker.
Oh.
She loves getting some cheap darts.
Is she? Yeah, I was going to say, is she a bargain hunter? Because over there you're getting your $3 packs or whatever it is.
I think that's most places except for here, honestly. Yeah, like in Japan, I was with Ben from Filthy Casuals and he smokes. And also you can smoke in bars there.
Right.
So it's a lot more like pull up at a bar, get your fucking pack of cigs that cost like $1.50 or whatever.
Right.
And just fucking chug them down while you're talking to the bartender.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? In this context, I get it. It's easy to forget that back in the day, this is what smoking was.
Yeah.
It had a bit of that like allure to it. Whereas like, exactly what you're saying, like here, you go, yeah, you're a fucking, people hate you. They think it's disgusting.
Mm.
Most venues, you can't do it. So you're having to go out into the street.
Yeah.
Like what? Who can be fucked here?
It was, I remember just before it changed over, so you can't smoke in venues in Australia. Just before it changed over, there was a comedy room where someone was like the runner of it was sort of like stayed in a certain part of the room and was like, you can't smoke here.
Yeah.
And I remember it being a bit like, oh.
Yeah.
Fucking gross. Ooh, la-di-da.
Yeah.
2 days into, you know, you can't smoke anywhere. It's like, yeah, this is the best. I don't smell like fucking shit every time I walk into a room anymore.
Well, I will say the first, like, couple of months of it, going out to, like, a nightclub, and I was like, this is so much worse.
Really?
You can just smell people's BO and farts right. and just being like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I was young enough that it was like the smell of smoke had a certain, like, allure to it. It was like, yeah, right. we're at a nightclub. This is really cool. And then it was just like going in there and being like, this is disgusting.
Right.
It stinks in here.
Yeah.
My maybe like, I don't know, 10th early on gig, I was fucking having a little puff up there, wasn't I?
On stage?
On stage. Just thought, oh, this will be cool. Came out one night, fucking durry in the mouth, just being like, yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
Can I put in a request? On stage in Koh Samui? Bring it back?
I'll be sick. It'll genuinely make me spew.
Fuck. So can you do two of them?
Yeah. I just have to start now and get used to it.
Oh, you have to. Fuck, I'd love to do it. Maybe
that
I'll do it.
That is the
maybe
saddest. I'm now addicted to smoking because of a bit.
Yeah.
That is a bit on a podcast. That is so fucking sad.
What if we, everyone, we do a stand-up show within the Creatures of Habit presents Koh Samui International Podcast Festival. We do a little gala like we usually have done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone has to be smoking on stage.
Yeah, I do. It's funny. When I think about myself going on a trip, I imagine myself just walking around smoking, even though I don't smoke.
Right.
It's in my head, it's like a romantic, like being away. Like,
right.
I'm just on the balcony of the Airbnb, like having a little cigarette, even though it's like the least appealing thing to me.
Yep.
And every time, I always found it crazy that most people that I know that got into it were like, they were rebelling when they were 16. And then all of a sudden it's like, I'm hooked. I just could never get over the, like, this is, I don't understand how you, like, push through that barrier of finding it truly disgusting.
Yeah. Well, the room will be very hazy.
Yeah.
Like Hazy D Ridge.
Yep.
That's something.
Mm-hmm.
That's pulling everything back to this guy's name.
Yep.
What does D Ridge mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is this
something that we're missing?
No.
Must be.
I don't know. This is just... some guy's nickname that he's decided to put on the Insta of his boring ass real name. That's fine. Whatever. Well, thanks, Hazy.
Thanks, Hazy D.
I'm fucking starving. You know what? I'm trying to fast for as long as I can. Don't say her name the other day. She fasted for fucking, I think, nearly 3 days. It's crazy.
Are you doing the smoothies?
No.
Just water.
Yeah. I'm not even calling what I do fasting at the moment. I'm only on hour, 18. So it's not a big, it's not a huge one. But she did like nearly 3 days. And I was like, this is fucking bananas.
Yeah, wow.
But she, you know, because they talk about, you know, clearing your mind. She was like, yeah, I do feel really good. You know, I feel like this and that. And you push through and it feels like this and whatever. But then we broke the fast by going to breakfast and having a big ass fucking breakfast. And it was like... yeah, you don't seem like you're that focused on being clear of mind at the moment while you're fucking inhaling this bacon, but yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine. I do think there's a point where, like if you're in a long day and you haven't eaten, like if it gets to, you know, 3 or 4, you start going a bit insane. But I imagine like once you push through that, then like on the other side of that, you're like... because I do find if I've gotten held up and I haven't gotten to have lunch, it's getting late in the day and then you're walking around and you can't find anywhere that's open where you can get food and then that takes another hour. And once I'm on the other side of that and it's like 4 o'clock, I do kind of hit a point where I'm like, I don't even care anymore.
Yeah.
I was going insane an hour ago and now I'm like, I think my body's just given up on the fucking very idea of it.
Yeah. I'm still caring right now,
yeah.
I have to say, but I was sitting here thinking... should I just, you know what I need to do? I need to get out of the city
because
we're in the city now. I need to get home before I crack here because I know that there's good Thai food just around the corner and I could very easily just go and do that.
Yep.
And then once you open the fucking floodgates.
But what are you going to do instead?
If I get home, I might just like push it out a little bit and then have an apple.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's that'd be good.
And that's all you're going to have for the day?
I don't know. I mean, I don't have any firm plans, but I'm trying. I'm really trying because, like I said, I'm fucking 9 days out or whatever it is to go to Samui. And I feel like the last week of Comedy Festival, I let myself go too much. Too many beers, too many late night treats.
Yep.
Too much food, too much grog. And I need to just trim back so that I can then let myself go again when I go over there. I can't be going over there going, fuck, I need to look after myself. Mm. Anyway, here's 6 curries and 17 Changs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I need to get match fit to then let myself go again.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway. Yeah.
1 week. You can do it.
Yeah, I know. But it's that first, it's the start that's the hardest.
Mm.
It's the start. Yesterday, I tried to start and I got to fucking 7 o'clock and I'd eaten a carrot all day. I'd eaten a carrot. And then I just got into the city.
You've got to learn how to cook. Because the gap between, it's either takeaway food in the city or an apple. Like, there is an in-between where you can make yourself a little stir fry.
Yeah. No, but I was trying not to eat much, though. Mm. Like, I could have made something if I wanted to. But I was just like, you know what? I just one vegetable that'll just fill me up enough to just get through. And then I got into the city and I was like, fuck, what if I got KFC?
Well, that's the worst because you have one small thing and you think this will do me, but it's like that just like whatever it is, like expands the stomach or yes. just like your body goes, hey, this is the
yes.
this is the entree. Let's yes. fucking let's keep this going.
Yes.
And when you've had a small thing and then you end up being out and eating the big thing, shitty thing that you would have had anyway, and then it's like not only have I had that, but I also had that small meal before.
Yep.
So now I've had double as much.
Yep.
Yeah.
I did that last night. Like I went, you know what? I'm going to get a pie.
Yeah,
I got a pie when I got in here, and once I ate the pie, I was like, "Well, if you're going to get a pie, now you might as well get something
yeah,
else."
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So anyway,
yep.
bad news. Anyway, thanks, Hazy. Man, I tell you what, when you're this hungry, you just see food everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, now to the last Patreon subscriber. Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber Lasagna Comedy.
Oh wow, I'm gonna make a lasagna tomorrow. Actually,
fuck
yeah,
it's happening again.
Mm.
This person's name's probably like something completely different, but I'm just Bugs Bunning and yeah. looking at this name and it's turning into lasagna.
I don't think it's comedy. I think it's C-omedy.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. That would be cool. That's a cool name.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.